How do you set up your boundaries with your spouse at the same time letting God work on him with his recovery and stay out of that? I am so confused. We've discussed this today, and we think we have some right ideas, but some practical solutions would help. So what does that look like? Thanks for your encouragement. I think that to begin, setting up boundaries for your spouse, in reality, it's not your boundaries for him or her. It's really the boundaries they begin to feel that they need in life. Now, you can set your own personal boundaries for what you can and can't tolerate and things like that. But if the boundaries are set to control or manipulate your mate, to me, we're kind of doomed or destined for failure. I mean, in the long run, your mate needs to begin to take responsibility for what they think needs to be happening in their recovery. Now, they may be open to feedback. They may not, you know, you may be able to give suggestions and say, I don't know what you're thinking about this, but at the same time, you need to be able to say what you need in order to feel safe and what you can and you can't tolerate. But if you're sitting there trying to set your boundaries to control their behavior, you get into a problem in the long run, only because you don't want to have to be the one responsible for his or her recovery. And I know that may make it a bit more confusing, but I know that when I went into recovery, Steph and I certainly set some boundaries for the two of us that I thought were important for my recovery, but also just important for us to not be assuming that monogamy ultimately is going to happen. So how we interacted with people, going out to lunch, things like that, we absolutely eliminated from our agenda, so to speak. We didn't want to put ourselves in harm's way. So those were boundaries we set to protect the marriage. I certainly set some very strong boundaries for myself that I thought were important. The people that were involved in my recovery with me, the other addicts and other people dealing with infidelity that God was fortunate enough to bring into my life, they had some great suggestions, because I was really blind, I think, to some of the difficult places for me. So those types of boundaries, I think, are terribly important. On the other hand, the boundaries that maybe where... I don't know exactly what you mean by boundaries, but hopefully that will... it's really, you need to set your boundaries for your recovery, what you need to be able to feel safe in the relationship. Hopefully the two of you can agree. He or she needs to be making all kinds of decisions on what's important to them and taking this thing very seriously. So, and then the two of you, what are the boundaries we're going to do to keep the relationship safe? With all of that, I think you'll do very, very well. And the other thing you might look at in the long run, if he can, I know that the Hope for Life course for the recovering person who's had the affair talks a lot about boundaries and appropriate boundaries to set in terms of recovery. So that might be something that would be useful for he or she in the future also. But I appreciate the question very much. That is a good one and a much needed one. I think the whole boundary issue is very confusing for everyone. So I hope that gives you a little bit more direction and can offer some encouragement. Glad the two of you can even talk about that. To be honest, that is a much needed step for many couples.